SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's journey, Roundabout JA, we stop at the Harmonious Enjoyment Garden. And later, one of your favorite glimpses of Jamaica and our child safety tip. Welcome. If you're looking for a way to spend a relaxing afternoon, the Harmonious Enjoyment Garden may be your answer. This 600,000 square foot Chinese garden is located inside the Royal Botanical Gardens and is a gift from the People's Republic of China. The garden was opened to the public on Monday, September 7, and Chairman of the Nature Preservation Foundation, Leslie Chung, says it has already welcomed several patrons. A visit to the Harmonious Enjoyment Garden will cost $150 for adults and $50 for children and students in uniform. Discounts can be arranged for schools wishing to tour the gardens, but this must be done ahead of time. Mr. Chung says the fee structure is to contribute to the continuous maintenance of the garden. Temporary signage outlining garden rules have been erected throughout the space, a few of which read, "No marking, no picking of flowers or plants, no cutting of furniture, and no entering of fish pond." Opening hours for the garden are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The garden was handed over to Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller on August 19. It depicts the vast gardens of the Chinese emperors and members of the imperial family and boasts several historical and oriental features. The garden was constructed at a cost of more than $200 million.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Callaloo and fried dumpling.
Callaloo? Where you get it from? You plant callaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and peace, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the callaloo yesterday and this man in half a gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me callaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report incidences of farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311, or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
Under Vision 2030, all Jamaicans will be empowered to achieve their fullest potential. This will be achieved through effective social protection, authentic and transformational culture, a healthy and stable population, and world-class education and training. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And now, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
One of the main things when me see that happen now when me grow up as a youth, we used to have a thing you call a pop gun. We use bamboo joint and rose up a shot, push it in and blow in it. We don't see that again. We used to use arsai, rub the arsai upon the concrete and put it upon the next one jar and fire that it burn him. We don't see that again, you know? My name is Michael Matthews and I'm from Arakabesa St. Mary.
I believe the children are.
Here's today's child safety tip. Parents, encourage your child to walk only on pavements or footpaths. If no pavements or footpaths are available, teach your child to walk on the right-hand side of the road in order to see oncoming traffic. Also, when walking down on one-way roads, you and your child should be extremely vigilant of traffic coming from behind. Today's child safety tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. This is where we leave you on today's journey Roundabout JA. Glad you could join us. I'm Lorraine Mendez with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.